Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting second. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Duke Carmel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills bunts and there's an error on the play. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Sherry and he is out, Moran applying the tag. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Christopher moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roseboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fairley strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sherry hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first, with Koufax covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Roseboro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Moon is 0-for-1 in the game. Moon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stallard strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to third. Howard moves to second. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Koufax is 0-for-1 in the game. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cannell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cannell strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 0 for 2 in the game. Moon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm Sherry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry takes first base on ball 4. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carmel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carmel strikes out. 2 outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stallard is 0 for 1 in the game. Stallard strikes out. 1 out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Christopher moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Roseborough bunts on 2 strikes. and it's a foul ball, for strike three. One out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Koufax is 0 for 2 in the game. Koufax hits a pop-up towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Wills reaches second base with a double. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilliam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sherry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carmel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carmel hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. Moran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moon strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Davis. The throw from Sherry and he is safe. Davis steals second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Gilliam now playing third base. Wally Moon now playing right field. Tommy Davis now playing left field. Dick Trusiewski now playing second base. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schreiber strikes out. 1 out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Christopher strikes out. 2 outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cannell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ed Botton now pitching. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0 for 3 in the game. Koufax bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Roseboro. The throw from Sherry, and Hunt drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wills is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Dodgers. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Jackson pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Bob Miller now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Norm Sherry. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harkness strikes out. Two outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carmel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carmel hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jackson moves to third. Duke Snyder pinch hits for Al Moran. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson scores. Carmel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Dodgers. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.